Hey, Outliers. This is Niyama Shang, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of your journey. We are focused here on the Outliers Edge podcast and helping you, as someone who is a trendsetter, a pioneer, a maverick, to be able to keep creating your business and your impact in the world in a way that's aligned with you. And so we bring on various outliers to share their journeys and share their experiences, not to teach you anything, but to help you remember something else that is actually already true to you. And we have one of those outliers here with us today. Her name is Sandy Johnson. Sandy, it's an absolute pleasure to be with you here on the Outliers Edge podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. You know, the there's a couple lot of different things I wanted to like bring into space and bring into our conversation. And let's start off here with me sharing a bit about like how you've shown up for me, like my like, all right. So, Sandy, I don't know what I'm going to say beforehand, but I do want to share a bit here. So, what I get about you, Sandy, is that like is that you are someone who is intentional, compassionate, and actually brings your best and brings your all to this to an environment. And that like the all and the best part for me is like I feel like you give, right? And that's really well received in my world. And what I get about the way that you give is that it's not just like you don't just give for the sake of it. Like you take the time to actually be that's the word, thoughtful, thoughtful. And I feel your thoughtfulness. And we were just having a conversation, and we were getting into like the levels of your thoughtfulness, and like and we're still getting to know each other. We haven't spent that much time together, but it comes across very, very clearly and very, very, it shines through you. So I'm grateful to be getting to know you. And I really want to acknowledge the thoughtfulness that I experience as I'm having conversation with you. Thank you for being you.
Thank you. That's really affirming.
It's how I feel. Yeah, I see you. So, Sandy, let's give people a chance to get to know you beyond here, right? We're going to spend most of the conversation around you and like who you are, right? Your being, who you are on the inside, to see how you have leveraged that to make your difference out in the world. For now, let's start off and give outliers a chance to get to know you from the external perspective. And I think that I think that the reason I like to do this here is so that people get a chance to be able to hear and see, like, hey, here's the incredible things that I'm up to, the things that I've done, right? And underneath all that, I'm still human, and here goes how I'm navigating it, right? So would you let us know about you? Let's say more from the external perspective.
Externally, I am an educator, a speaker, an author. I've authored a few books, a transformational speaker, and I like to say that I'm a dream keeper. People can bring me what they have on the inside, and it's like I push them, put a parachute on, push them over the edge, and then they land safely into their dream because the parachute is resources to get them there. So I think that's who I am externally. And I try to motivate, and I really believe in living life on purpose, not just falling into things, being intentional with what we're doing. And one of I guess my biggest kind of pet peeves is time is something that you never get back. So it's not something that you can say, well, I can redo. So you have to be intentional with your time because I've lost so many people close to me that time is one of the most valuable things to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry for your losses there, and I hear you in the like the deep knowing of like it's not infinite, y'all. Like and if I'm hearing it, it's something that also like helps you focus like what you do and puts you in a place where you're like, all right, like let's be intentional, let's use this wisely, let's like we have the time that's here. Am I getting that here? Yeah.
Yes, we have the time that he says here, and we don't know how long it is. So every day you wake up, you need to wake up with an intention of how am I going to, even if it's one small thing, one little thing to do towards making your dream a reality, even if it's a phone call, affirming somebody, some way that every day you can make a difference in this world.
All right. Well, this is how we play the game here. We have this thing where we model the future in the present. We model the future
Okay.
now, right? And so, Outlier, as you're listening to this here, Sandy already brought up setting the day with intention. And so, if you are my invitation, just pause this right now, or at least listen to the rest of this year and ask yourself, what's my intention for the rest of the day? What's my intention for even listening to this episode? Right, bring in bring that in right now. Let's start focusing in. Let's start immediately getting benefits for this. Bring yourself to a different energetic position than when you started listening to this year, because Sandy's already brought to us gold right here around time and intention, and let us put that into action right away. Sandy, you good with that? Anything else you have for anyone that maybe doesn't has never set intention or is not sure how to go into it? What thoughts you have for outliers that are going to put this into practice right now?
I think if you're going to put it into practice, it's kind of like for me, I have a mental checklist in my brain. Sounds crazy, but I have certain things I want to achieve that day. But you have to show yourself grace because life happens. But to just kind of just not be flowing through life, to just kind of, this is what I'm going to do on today and get it done.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that because it's I'm laughing because I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. When I think about setting intention, I'm like, all right, so this is the space that I want to create. This is how I want to show up, so on and so forth. I like to put the juxtaposition of both of these things in here because then outliers, you get a chance to choose it for you, right? Do what works for you right now, right? But don't let the time just slide by, right?
Yes.
I appreciate it, Sandy, because it's I'm sorry, I just started laughing here because I realized what I was gonna say. I play beach handball, and the other day I was having a very sluggish day. I was like, oh, my body's not moving the way I want it to, so on and so forth. And I went to my team and I said, hey, y'all, just so you know, it's a little harder for me today. So just I'll step out when I need to and all that. I don't know what was going on that day, but while I was out there, I took at least three balls to the face, thrown at
Okay.
me to the face, including one that actually took me out of the game, put me on the sideline. I was like, my head was spinning and all that. The reason I bring this in is that afterwards I came back into the convers into the game. And Sandy, I kid you not, it was like everything was like crystal clear. Like all of a sudden, all the sluggishness that I had faded away, all my body, all that thing that came in there, right? And it's maybe it was adrenaline, but it's like something happened right there where I was like, I could make a shift right then and there. I had instead been making excuses and trying to just get by and be like, this is just how the day is. It's just a sluggish day. And it took me getting hit and pelted. I think pelted is a good word to describe this. It took me being pelted in the face with the ball to wake up and make a different choice and actually be focusing in on the game. So I appreciate this element of intention here that you pulled in. It's cool.
Yes.
It's cool.
And it really can start like, 'cause sometimes, like you said, you could start with a bad day, but you don't have to end with one. At any point during the 24-hour, you could say, you know what? I'm about to flip this. My day job is I'm an elementary school counselor, and I have a student, and she comes to me, and it's all not good. And I have this song we play, and we flip the day. I'm like, just because just started, it's just 8 o'clock in the morning. You and already determined it's about to be interesting, and we're not going to be interested in that way.
Wow, that's so great there, right? It's a cool way to actually even begin that practice for that person to know hey, there's a way to switch it. I have clients where we'll get where we'll talk about things and we'll look at the various energy levels that they're bringing to the table and how they're going through their day. And there are times where we just have to end a call because I'm like, where you are right now is in an energy level that doesn't allow for creation, and it's like, I love how you said you have to flip the day, right? It's like that component of actually readying yourself for something incredible to happen. So you're a transformational speaker and leader, and so it's like, tell me about some of the biggest transformations that you like to take people through.
One of my biggest transformations, I think, it started with me doing vision boards. And that's kind of the beginning of transformation. When you sit up and when you talk about the mindset, the first thing I do in these vision board events, I call them even in vision boards, is we do a mind thing. Like you can't come in there and argue with your husband and kids, spill cereal and The man is leaving work, husband's leaving work, or the father's leaving work, or just with stress. So the first thing we do is dump that. We have a little activity to dump that. But I think for me, vision boards was the beginning of my transformation. It was the beginning of me really setting intentions. It was the beginning of me really visualizing what all life could be. Because I've always kind of had an attitude of my current situation is not my final destination. Because I was a single mom and I struggled raising my children. But even they say, I always gave them the mindset, this is not it. This is not the end. No matter what's going on in our lives, whether the lights are cut off, we play the night nighty night game, and we could tell stories under flashlight. They thought it was fun. They didn't realize I had no money to pay the bill. But anywho, but it was about that intentionality, and that's been some of the biggest transformations. And then that led to the My Story, My Journey retreat, which women come and they leave changed. They call it the hot seat. At some point, somebody ends up in that hot seat. This one lady was like, we did it to her. Like, you, everybody's kind of asking questions in a loving way, pushing them to a point of breakthrough. And at first, she was really uncomfortable. And now, when we get on like Zoom calls, she throws herself. I said, you just threw yourself in the hot seat. So, but it's a place to be transparent. I think transparency is one of the key elements to transformation. You can't fix what you want to acknowledge. So we get to the point to say, I can acknowledge that this is a behavior I need to change. I can acknowledge that my thinking is not serving me well, or I can acknowledge that the people I'm with are not the people I need to move forward in life with. When you come to that knowledge and that conclusion, then that's when you're open to transformation.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, like you said, it took you that started your transformation journey down vision boards, and you bring other people through it. You said they called in vision boards for you, right? Like help me get a chance to see here, like what we like to focus on, like the ways that people do things differently, right? So, like tell me, like what part of your journey. I'll put it this way. What are the things that like most people, like they might see you down the street, they might see you at the grocery store, they might see all these things about you, and they have a story about maybe who they think you are. But what are some of the things that like if people like knew you, right, would come up as like rather unexpected in terms of like, hey, wow, she's living this, she's doing this, she's creating this here, and underneath all this, she's actually had to either overcome or she does things very differently. What's one of those things for you?
Let me think. Overcome it. I think my word, I had a friend tell me one day, my word was the resiliency, because it's been a lot that I've had to overcome. But people who don't know me well wouldn't know that I'm kind of silly and goofy. I come off as very, very conservative, and people are shocked that of some of the activities I do. I'm like, let's go have, I believe in fun. Like, it's not all serious. Like, we have to incorporate fun in our lives and doing silly stuff and trying new things. Like, I ride motorcycles, just
Wait, you
adventure.
ride motorcycles yourself?
I ride motorcycles myself.
Like, I like how it wasn't even just like one motorcycle. Like, it's like multiple here. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. If I had a bingo card and I can write my things on it, riding motorcycles would not have been on the card. So like, I like that. I
To
like that
ride
you.
motorcycles and
Yeah.
just really living purposefully. I hope I'm answering your question. Living to have fun. Like, we can't work all the time. Like, I love traveling. I've been to different countries. But I think just the overcoming, coming from inner city Detroit, from a single parent, when I look at where I'm at today, it's amazing. Like, I finished a master's degree with three kids in tow. Like, at my college, the security guard knew my kid. It's like, did your kid leave their textbooks here the other day? Because they would literally sit in the lobby for 3 and 4 hours while I was in class.
Yeah, there's so I have two little kids right now, and first I thank you for sharing the story, because I think as I'm living it now, it's something to hear it one way, but then to actually live it, and like it's something that I think there'll be a moment where I'm like, you know what, Sandy, your voice is just going to come in my mind, and it's going to be just like just uplift just enough. So thank you for that one.
You're welcome.
And then two, this component of like making it happen, like How do I describe it? All right, I'll put it this way. I live in a place where I used to sing in a barbershop chorus. And one of the things that I was thinking about doing was getting back in a barbershop chorus. And I was thinking, okay, well, but I have the kids, it's like nap time and all this stuff. And someone brought up, they're like, what are you doing? Like, take the kids with you. You know, like if they're old enough to, if they can stay up, like take them. Like they'll get an experience that they wouldn't normally get. You get a chance to bond. They like, and there'll be a whole community that will look out for them even when they're not even thinking about it, right? And when you bring up the security guard and all that thing there, it's like there's more to this game than what we can do on our own. I would love to hear any of the thoughts that you have around this, like, because I think that component of like not separating your kids from like what you're doing, like just continuing to bring them in, actually has ongoing benefits beyond just convenience or like it's what absolutely was needed. You know, can you speak to any of that?
Well, even when I lived in Michigan, but to make ends meet, I would coordinate events. So my son was like, I'm the only kid in third grade to know how to tie a bow on the back of a chair. But they know how to. But the experiences that I took them through, they could set up a room. They knew how to the checklist. They knew all that. So when they went off to college and now they're on their own, all those skills are in effect. My daughter went off to college and became SGA president and did all these functions. The other one was like the event coordinator for the campus. But I was bringing them with me out of convenience, but not realizing I was pouring skills into them. But not just skills, pouring resiliency. They know mama had just got off of work. I threw McDonald's over this car seat. Y'all better eat this. And then we were off to doing some event, getting it set up, doing balloons. Like they seen that resiliency. And I think that has given them a type of drive that had I slept them at a babysitter, they would not have gotten. Because they was a part of it. They've been
Yeah.
a part of everything I've created up until, they became adults and now they're creating on their own.
Right, well, what a gift there here. And outliers, like I would invite you that on two sides of the coin. Coin one is like if you have children, like where like to what extent can you can what you are doing be an open invitation to start building and pouring skills inside of them out here, and like for whatever reason drives you to do it, what like just to open up that thought. I had never considered like that before, and I was on my I was like I'm on my game as a parent. I'm like, oh, maybe I'm working too hard. Like, you know, like maybe I could be bringing them in to do so much more. But my son loves it when I have this travel microphone here. If I bring it out here and he gets a chance to like talk it to the podcast, and like he absolutely loves it. I'm like, what? Where else can I be bringing this in and making this like really, really build it in that way? So, Alex, I'll invite you to think about it from that perspective for you here. If it feels applicable for you. And on the other side of things, what's coming for me is where, like, what if you were one of those kids where your parents were introducing you to things and giving you opportunities to build skills that you may not have even realized. So I want to just invite you now to just think about your life, think about the things that you do, and think about what your parents might have given you in the past through the experiences that they gave you that you had together. And just see here, we call it like our unique advantages, to see if there's something else you can pull back from your past and bring into your present right here. Because I hear your children have done a wonderful job of leveraging the experiences that they have. They're like, I excel at events. We get it. We know it. We've done this for years, you know? So why don't we just continue to use that to our benefit as it goes on?
Yes.
And outliers, I invite you to find that thing, pull out one more thing that you've been doing for years that you might even think about it because you've always gone to the, you know, XYZ, and
Yes.
see how you can leverage that. Sandy, what comes to you as I say this?
I think what comes to me is maybe your son can have a Junior Outliers podcast. We have to really teach them and give them the skill set. And even my daughters and my son, we danced on the dance team as a family for years. And my daughter now does cheer. She coaches. So honestly, she was the worst dancer, but she still learned the coaching skills and the discipline it needed, whether she could do it or not, she learned that. So that's what's standing out. I never really thought about all that pulling them with me pushed into them.
That's cool. I'm glad we're having this conversation. Sandy, I promise you I did not think this is where it was going to go, but I do think that there's something important as being a parent and like bringing things together. And you know, I recognize, if I'm being really honest with you, and that's what I strive to be in these conversations, I recognize that I struggled to find the energy once I became a parent to continue building in the way that I had. I was like, I'm building movements. I'm so much, I have too much. I'm just gonna give, give, give. And now I'm like, oof, I'm tired. You know? Yeah, go ahead.
We have to recognize our seasons. So, like during those seasons, it was different. I'm now an empty nester. Everybody's grown. They're gone. They're refusing really to give me grandkids. I have one grandbaby that lives far away. They have all these grandpups that I'm not entertaining that. Not entertaining the grandpups. I'm not babysitting grandpups. But so I'm in a different season. But when your children are little, not that your dreams are delayed. But my dreams were just different. I had to do it in a different way. But I realized during those days, I was building my skill set for today. So along that purpose path, those things that might have seemed small, like even with the retreat, I had given events so I can plan a retreat like this. Like all the pieces are together. I can literally, and it's not healthy because I literally do everything, marketing. I used to cook all the food too, and I had somebody else that I moved that over to a caterer. Like I was able to, the skill set that I built up during those years has helped me in my business. Even when I was working jobs and not in a career, it was in accounting. So when I step into my own business, I have some knowledge of accounting. So those little things along your purpose path, when you're just trying to really make ends meet or raising your family, those things are going to become evident of why you did them once you step into purpose. Does that make sense?
Oh, I like it. It makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. One of the things I like about this year is like is to almost not try and make sense of it yet, right? I've this is a special time for me in the podcast because I feel like I'm truthfully like explaining like, hey, you know, things feel like they're slower for me than they've been, right? I've talked about like, oh, it's a more difficult time. What I realized is that recently it's like, oh, hold on. It's not that like things are actually harder. It's just that like I'm doing more than I have done. And I'm doing more like with less like external support, right? And that's like usually I have a team or I work with other partners and things like that. I have some support, but there's less, you know? And the honest part is that I've decided to raise my standards. So rather than just get something done, I'm like, but what if it was done well? And then what does doing it well mean for me? You know, so I'm seeing all these components here. And when you like when I hear you say, like one of the things I'm getting from what you just said here is like it may not all make sense to me right now. I may not understand like the actual like what I'm getting. It might sometimes it might just feel like it sucks, you know? But there's a space at some point where we get the benefit of this. There was a reason for this, provided we give ourselves the opportunity now in this case, let time work for us to like until it comes in. What are your thoughts on this? Does that feel like aligned with what you're saying? Please help expand it from there.
That is in line with what I'm saying. Because I mean, like when I was raising them, it wasn't easy, and some things were not always peachy keen, as my mom used to like to say. But the resiliency I was able to push, the mindset, I think the mindset is the most important thing. But when I look back and all of those skills, even like I had learned design skills, not that I'm a, so I designed my own t-shirts, anything craft wise, because I was doing all that stuff just to make ends meet. Customized water bottles, remember when I was all the trend, and customized candy bars. So like when I go to do something and people are like, wow, but I've saved money because I can actually do all that stuff myself. But all of those things you're going to find once your kids get older, because you're in the season of parenting. And believe me, people used to say to me, you'll look up and they'll be grown. And I was all angry with them, like, yeah, because your kids are grown, but you don't understand. But literally, I have a, she's going to be mad, big mad, but I have a 29-year-old. She's gonna be big mad. She'll almost be 30. She gets really mad at that. And it seems like just yesterday they were babies. So enjoy the season and all the goals. Keep your book of everything. Keep it jotting them down. And it just might not. I find sometimes I have things and I realize it's just not the season for that. I have it. I have a plan. But at the time that is to be implemented, you know. And I'm not saying push all your dreams back, but I'm saying make space for your family.
I really love this year because like I've definitely been in the place where like it goes by like this. I'm like, but does it really? Because I remember every minute, I remember every minute. But I'm starting to get it, and it's interesting for me too because it's like on the other side of this, I think about it in terms of building the business, right? And I should talk about like doing all like the events and like leaving the job. Getting the kids in the car and then going out to do the events here. It's like that time too will also pass and it will feel like, and then we'll come and we'll talk and we'll be on a podcast or be leading something out there and people be like, how did you get here? Like, I'll never be able to get here. So on and so forth. And as I talk to more and more outliers in this fashion here, I'm starting to realize like, don't know how to describe, like I'm really starting to get that like we go on these journeys. And the direction of this is not always up and to the right the entire way through, But it's like, do we stay in the game? And overall, we have highs and lows. And if overall, if we can make our highs higher than our lows, we end up winning in this.
We end
Love
up
to get
winning.
your thought.
And I think we have to shift with the seasons. Shift what's going
Shift
on.
with the seasons. I'm
Shift
liking
with the
that.
season. You know, because when I came, when they became, when I became an empty nester then, I had another season to shift because they were my little workers. They're my little worker bees. Like, and now I'm trying to give an event, and it's just me and a couple of friends that's my age. And I'm like, who gonna put all this stuff on this table? You know, so it's been a shift. And I'm realizing that I now have to build a legitimate team because I can't call my children don't live all close to me. And the one that live close, I can't wear her out because she got her own stuff. You know, so and that's been another shift, you know, for me not to depend on them to make my dream a reality. They have their own dreams. Does that make sense?
I'll tell you what I'm getting from it, right? What I'm getting here is like is that is the look for or at least be open to the unexpected gifts that come from it, right? Because like it's like all right, you're an empty nester now, and you're like, let me just go do that thing. I'm imagining it's like I got time. I don't have any like I don't have to be responsible for anyone right now. They're all doing their thing. Now I can finally go do my thing. Not finally, but like I can do my thing without having to think twice about it. And now you get there, you're like, huh, I have more time, but I have to use more of that time to like put the things on the table. And like something's gone.
So
Something's gone
yeah,
here.
it's that's exactly what it is. And it's but we just have to shift with those seasons and get all the benefits out of them. Because you could probably ask a lot of mothers that are empty nesters and they would love to rewind to where you're at with babies.
I feel the support you have for mothers who are empty nesters. It's real. Thank you for pulling me in now, because I think that the reality is there's two things that, like, one, I feel like there's a massive mission that I'm on, and at the same time, like, since like in the last few years, I just don't feel as connected to the mission. I know it's still I'm on this planet for this. But it's cool to like be in conversation with you about this right now, because it's like it's to look at it as like as the season, and to like connect with what this season is here to offer, and to play with that, allow that to continue to grow, while still making moves and such. And like honestly, just as I'm talking to you, there just seems to be like opportunities to just enjoy and be grateful, not just be like, oh, be like grief for the kids, but it's like there's things I can do right now that can. I like the idea of the podcast for my kid. I'm like, hey, like what if he got a chance to play with this? What if it was not like going into a studio was not a big deal for him? He's just like, yeah, I got on the mic, I just do the thing. Who wouldn't? know, it's a cool move. Like, it's just something I hadn't really considered. We do like some family, our holiday cards are us making music videos with like a music slideshow, not a music video. Music video is too strong of a word, right? But it's been cool, like, to have him come and sing with us and all that stuff. And so, I appreciate. I love finding out what makes someone different. Like, that's one of my skill sets in the world. I think it's because I felt different growing up a lot. I'm not one who fit in, I fit out, you
Me
know?
too.
Yeah. So you get that. You get that. And so I appreciate thinking about this and just thinking about like all the various ways that I got all the various gifts that I got from my experience of life to be like, oh, I didn't even know that this was a skills. This I didn't like, and I never had to learn it as a problem. It was just something that was bestowed upon me because
And
I had to do it.
I think sometimes when it's our gift, we just think everybody can do it. So, like, it was not until about honestly 5 years ago, because I'm a very creative person, think outside the box. It wasn't until about 5 years ago that I even realized that that was a gift. I just like, can't everybody do this? Like, I could look at something like the other week, I was on a panel and people were doing their elevator pitches. And I kept giving them one-liners, like, blah, 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 like, little catchphrases for their business. They was like, how are you doing that? But that's just how my brain worked. But as far as not ever feeling like I fit in, that was the story of my life. And it kind of built up some rejection that it took a little overcoming, not a little. It was a big thing overcoming. But then one day I just woke up, not one day, but after some therapy and some other things, and decided I was made this way for a purpose, and I'm going to be unapologetic and who I am. And if me taking up space, because I take up a lot of space because I kind of got a big personality,
Lovely.
offends you, then you need to go somewhere else. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's part of what I love about like hanging out with outliers, because it's like one of the things I say is like we will grow, we just keep growing, you know? Even simple things where it's like at the core of Outliers Edge, it's all about be more you. Right, that's like at the core of you, and then I have this other component of me that's like also wants to see, like I like to play, I like to create things. So I'm like, all right, be more you, but also like do something with you know. So like those two things like line up for me, right? And I get grateful now that I've had the experiences that I've had, because it's the only way to like that this guy. I'm on a podcast right now. Right. And part of the reason I'm on it is because I like to talk, and I can hear like my dad in my head, and now my whole family's be like, dude, stop talking. Yeah. Let's just say that it was some variation of stop talking, you know?
I used to get in trouble at school. I was so quiet. I got, I'm gonna date myself, but we used to get one, twos, and threes for citizenship. You got your grades, your letter grades, then S's and N's. People probably don't know what I'm talking about. But
I had
one,
it
two,
with you.
and I always got all straight ones. Never talked in class, raised my hand, perfect student. I would come home and I could not be quiet. The boy across the street, he was a teenager. He came running across the street one day and said, "Sandy, Sandy, Sandy, I found a song for you. They made a song about you." I'm like, "What song they made about me? Feeling all special." And it was Run DMC. She talked too much. You remember? She talked too much. Homegirl, she never shut up. I said, "What?" But you know what? Now it's my gift. I'm a speaker. I do counseling. My voice helps to push people into purpose and push people towards the healing they need. So all that talking, and it was like my family used to sit around the dining room table and joke and joke. And one time my mother said, "I'm gonna duct tape your mouth if you keep talking." And I kept talking. And she did. She put a piece of duct tape across my mouth. And I was like dying laughing, crying, tears coming down with this duct tape. And then I just kept licking the tape. And between that and the tears, the duct tape fell off. And my little story then was like, you can't duct tape my gift. There's nothing you can do to stop my gift from moving forward, even with some duct tape.
I think this is a great place for us to bring this conversation to a close. Like, I'm feeling it here. Like allies. It could be just as simple right here, right? So, Sandy, why don't we do this? Why don't we let outliers know how they can best continue down your world? What's the best place for them to stay in contact or to come work with you or beyond?
Well, I'm going to give my email address. My email address is sandy@sandydjohnson.com, or you can go to my website, www.sandydjohnson.com, and subscribe. And I send out emails about events going on, programs I'm having, just different things. I have a newsletter I just launched that's all about wellness. It was like I was sitting there one day and I said, wellness is the middle between unhealed and being healed, and wellness is just intentionality in getting you over there. So the book, the newsletter is not just about all the problems, but it gives you solutions.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Right.
And not liars. So you have it's sandydjohnson.com, correct?
Yes, SANDIDJohnson.com, SandyDJohnson.com.
Perfect. And, all right. So let's go with this here. You can also catch this in the show notes too. So don't worry, outliers. We got you. So Sandy, let's end here. We're gonna end with what we call the time capsule question, right? And the time capsule question is a simple one. It's about if there is a message that you can leave with your voice and your experience up in this moment, that you would just leave there in a time capsule and come and hear that message 15 years later, 10 to 15 years later from now, what's the message you would leave for yourself to remind yourself in 10 years?
I think the message I would leave myself is always be your authentic self. No matter what people say, no matter who receives you, who rejects you, walking your true self. I think that's the message I would leave for myself.
And there we have it. There we have it. Outliers, I want to just say it has been, I'm glad that we've had Sandy here to come join us. Sandy, thank you so much for bringing your experience, your time, your stories, your like it's just been an absolute pleasure. And and for me, I feel like my life has gotten better. I think my kids' life are going to get better from it. I've just seen wins all around. And so I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for bringing it.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.